As we enter the Word of God this morning, we hear it first in the book of Deuteronomy that God took care of his people, even in very difficult circumstances, and for 40 years in the desert. And he fed them with manna, and when they needed water, that was provided for them. So part of the lesson in the desert, I think, for the people was, who's in charge? Who's in charge? And we find ourselves wearing masks today. And it's really a profound statement of who's in charge. And wearing masks tells us very much, God is. God's in charge. And God is there to provide for us. Even in the midst of an illness, even in the midst of wearing masks, or in the desert, whatever it may be. And today, especially as we really begin to meditate on the meaning of this sacrifice, this Mass, this moment when we ask Jesus to be present in his body and his blood, this really is the center of who we are as Roman Catholic Christians. And it speaks to us of very much our relationship with God, and our relationship especially with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Every time I read the John's Gospel chapter 6, I am always struck by Jesus. Really, it's a challenge to us. He's saying, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Well, the first question is to me, but it's to you too, is, do you believe this? Do you believe that? Because the answer changes everything. If this is simply a memorial, then it's a memorial and it's just recalling. But if it's not, if it's what he said here in the gospel, that it's the bread of eternal life, and that he's come down from heaven, then every time we celebrate this moment, it is a heavenly moment. Every time we ask Jesus to be present in his body and his blood, personally, he's present personally in his body and his blood. And he says to us quite frankly, amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in you. Huh. Oh my gosh. If I'm not sharing in his body and blood, I do not have his life in me. Wow. I mean, that statement is a blow you away statement. And there's no way to read it any other way. I mean, he's being very direct. And being within that faith community of the Jewish people, yes, it would have been extremely strange for him to say that. And they were questioning it. We hear it in the gospel. How can he give us his body to eat and his blood to drink? How can we do that? They were thinking something else. But he was saying, I give you myself. I give you who I am as the Son of God. I give you my flesh and my blood, so our relationship is so personal and so intimate that when we receive his body and we receive his blood, it is him entering us, him becoming one with us. It really is a profound, wow moment. So we come back to that question, what do we believe? I've shared a couple of times at the cathedral that when I got the call to become your bishop, and this is over 3.5 years ago now, it's hard to believe, I accepted the call with some concern, obviously, saying, huh? Who, me? But respecting the Holy Father and his wisdom, said yes. Well, little did I know that I was going to end up in the hospital. And spent a month in the hospital and was unable to really eat at all, and part of the time couldn't even drink at all. And so I was on the edge and saying, okay, Lord, you've called me to be the bishop of the Diocese of Biloxi. Which side of the grass do you really want me on? So part of the question, too, though, was I couldn't celebrate Mass. And I couldn't receive Holy Communion, given what was going on. And that cut deep as a priest, I can tell you. And today, by the way, is the day of, we pray for the sanctification of priests today. So pray for your pastor, but also pray for all the priests, all the priests. And so, what could I do? Then I found myself drawn to that relationship with Jesus Christ who I have met. And that really began to change how I see it all. That it's really about life eternal. That it's about our love relationship with Jesus Christ. And so, frankly, the only thing I could do was lay in the arms of Jesus. That's all I could do. There was nothing more. I mean, I could barely pray a Hail Mary even at that point. I was so sick. But to lay in the arms of Jesus, I could do that. And so I did that day after day after day and waited for him to answer my question on, again, which side of the grass do you want me on? And obviously, you know what his answer was, okay? Then it came to the first time to be able to celebrate Mass again. And it was a tearful Mass, I can tell you, a really tearful Mass, to be able to celebrate the Eucharist again. As a priest was overwhelming, powerful, and it caused these words to really leap off the page. You know, St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians said today, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not the participation in the blood of Christ? And the bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? And of course, my answer at that time was, not only yes, but amen, yes, hallelujah, praise God, yes, yes, yes! That's really what it's about. And so, for each of us, it really does become a statement of faith, but it's a statement of faith in our life story. And each of us have a different story. And Jesus is going to meet us in our life story, wherever we are in that life story. And so if we got health questions we're dealing with, he's there. If we got stuff going on with our job, he's there. If we got stuff going on with our family, in our marriage, or whatever, he's there. And he's there personally. And he's there in his body and his blood. And he wants to become one with us as we receive his body and his blood. It is the great gift that he has given us. And so, with the words of the gospel, this is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, that's in the desert, Deuteronomy, the first reading, remember? Whoever eats this bread will live forever with me, he says. Will live forever with me. Wow. As we approach the altar to receive communion or a communion prayer today, let's open our hearts to him who loves us so very much that he gave his life for us, who rose from the dead, and said to us, come, eat my flesh, drink my blood, and live with me forever.